The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, one of my favorite parts of the Catholic Church is that they make people like St. Aloysius Gonzaga saints. And not just saints, but really high prestige saints. And one of the best parts of the Society of Jesus that I just love is we not only make sort of saints out of great people, you know, like St. Francis Xavier, you look at, India, China, Japan, they baptized how many people, and unbelievable, or St. Ignatius Loyola, and he did all these things. But it's like the same thing with the church. It's not just Pope Leo who goes out to meet Attila the Hun face to face, or not just St. Augustine who wrote 30 encyclopedic volumes, not to mention St. Thomas Aquinas or St. Paul and so forth and so on. They make just this really high position for people like St. Aloysius Gonzaga. And I think it's crucial and critical because these people give us the example of everything that belongs to faith and love in the Christian life. Yes, St. Aloysius Gonzaga had a very short life. I don't even think did he make it to 25? 21. I mean, very short life. And in addition to all of that, he basically didn't even get through the whole of his formation. And yet this guy was a real talent, right? He was one that St. Ignatius Loyola thought, this guy, he could really be a leader in the Society of Jesus. Because he was from noble upbringing, that was true, but he gave that all up. And of course, it was also the case that he was a very bright guy. But what really mattered to Ignatius was this young man had such a life of prayer and faith, just like our gospel reading describes today, that he had such a discipline toward holiness that he was unreserved in his desire to serve his Lord no matter what. And you probably know that right at this period, there was a terrible plague in Rome. Obviously, it was not the Black Plague, which had happened, 200 years before. But it was certainly a very bad plague that was sort of sweeping through Rome. And they did need people to help with the plague victims. People were literally ignoring these people on the streets. And St. Aloysius Gonzaga said, to Ignatius, "I just feel called. I feel called to help these people out. No one else, wants to take care of them. People are scared that they're going to get the plague." And in fact, it was so bad that Aloysius Gonzaga, in many respects, and other Jesuits, had to take these plague victims on their shoulders to literally, load them up onto carts to give them burials because there weren't enough people to help with the task. Well, as you might expect, Aloysius Gonzaga did get the plague and he did die of the plague. But as he is dying, he has that incredible transparent faith in the presence of the Father and the Lord that is there present. He is a happy dyer because of his faith. He is a happy self-sacrificer to the max because of his faith. And of course, when all is said and done, there's these little, if you go to the Church of St. Ignatius, St. Ignatius today, down near the Fontana di Trevi, and you just look around, there's these little plaques, on the top of that church, there was the old basically the old Collegio Romano, which was the Roman College, which was the place of education of Jesuit seminarians. And it literally is on the roof. And what you look up and you go, but there's a dome on that roof. How can there be a college on top? It looks like a dome. They painted it in a three-dimensional fake way. But I digress. The point, of course, is that you can go up there around, up to that room where the folks were educated there, including St. Aloysius Gonzaga, and there are these little plaques, and you can read the plaques. People thought he had a terrific sense of humor. That obviously he was a very holy guy, but he wasn't an unjoyful holy guy. He wasn't a moper. He was a joyful holy guy. He was a joyful, self-sacrificing guy. He was not a complainer. He was just the opposite, that everything was just an honor and a privilege. And of course, that comes out in his young death. And that's why the church made him a saint. And in fact, that's why he is a saint. And that's why, I think that kind of sanctity, short life, the accomplishments can't be, rolled up into, 30 encyclopedic volumes or St. Francis Xavier's number of baptisms. But nonetheless, it gave a witness which animated the Jesuits for centuries. And it gave a witness that animated the church for centuries. And there it is, as every student comes in to Gonzaga University, you sort of have to pass St. Aloysius Church. And there, right out in the front of that church, is St. Aloysius carrying a plague victim with this kind of look of both compassion and joy as he's carrying this plague victim on his shoulders. And of course, some students ask, who is that guy? And of course, people say, that's who this university was named after, St. Aloysius Gonzaga. What did he do? He died helping plague victims. Oh, but eventually that thought creeps into the back and then to the front of their minds. And they begin to think, short life, long life, right? Just at the beginning of the spiritual exercises, it matters not. Filled with notable accomplishments or not, it matters not. At the end of the day, it's that commitment in faith and love that leads to that complete desire to follow the Lord, even unto total self-sacrifice, and the witness that that gives to the world. And that was St. Aloysius Gonzaga. That's one of the reasons I really love the Catholic Church. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.